God knew there was plenty more to see. The cave was a treasure trove. Its narrowing throat was filled with food supplies, mostly freeze-dried stuff that probably wouldn't taste as good as Nigel's chow, but would at least nourish them. Bottled water, canned drinks, plenty of coke, and nozzle, but nothing alcoholic. And the promised propane stove. There were also crates of weaponry. Some of the crates were marked U.S. Army, but by no means all. Now, their most basic abilities came out. The true thread, Court might have called it. Those talents and intuitions that could have remained sleeping for most of their lives, only stirring long enough to get them into occasional trouble, if Roland had not deliberately wakened them, cosseted them, and then filed their teeth to deadly points. Hardly a word was spoken among them as Roland produced a wide prying tool from his purse and levered away the tops of the crates. Susanna had forgotten about the cruise and trike she had been waiting for all her life. Eddie forgot to make jokes. Roland forgot about his sense of foreboding. They became absorbed in the weaponry that had been left for them. And there was no piece of it they did not understand either at once or after a bit of study. There was a crate of AR-15 rifles, the barrels packed in grease, the firing mechanisms fragrant with banana oil. Eddie noted the added selector switches and looked in the crate next to the 15s. Inside, covered with plastic and also packed in grease, were metal drums. They looked like the ones you saw on Tommy guns and gangster epics like White Heat, only these were bigger. Eddie lifted one of the 15s, turned it over, and found exactly what he expected, a conversion clip that would allow these drums to be attached to the guns, turning them into rapid-fire rice cutters. How many shots per drum? 100? 125? Enough to mow down a whole company of men, that was sure. There was a box of what looked like rocket shells, with the letters STS stenciled on each. In a rack beside them, propped against the cave wall, were half a dozen handheld launchers.